God's prophets confronted societal or social issues in Israelite society. They said any exploitation or oppression of the poor, orphans, and widows and aliens, any, is always wrong in God's sight. Any perversion of justice is wrong. Any dishonesty in their business practices. Any excessive indulgence, whether it's in wine, strong drink, or gluttony. Any violence of any sort, including bloodshed and plotting evil, are wrong in God's sight. And all adultery, immorality, and sexual deviation is deviation because it's defined by the Scriptures. That's the standard, not the denomination, and not the society. God is. And we speak for him. So what did God desire? And again, this, remember, we're talking about the Old Testament. I haven't jumped in. We're going in a moment to the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, what did God state? Number one, his prophet says that God wanted people to repent. I mean, we don't just point out wrong. We say, but there's hope. There's God is a God of compassion. God is moved with compassion. He wants you to repent. He will give you a new beginning. He will give you a fresh start. He will forgive. He will erase. He will treat Christ like he committed your sin. Second, the prophets told those who knew the Lord to exercise in their lives justice, righteousness, and loyalty. And they were to challenge the citizens of their day to take positive steps to right the wrongs of society. There's nothing wrong with saying concentration camps for tomato pickers is wrong. I mean, did you know that is something that God is concerned about? Not very many Christians. God is. God says it's wrong to oppress. It is wrong to take advantage of the poor and of the needy. Thirdly, the prophets looked at the establishment coming of the new covenant. See, on that side of the cross, they were looking forward to when the spiritual power for people to walk in the way God wanted would come. It's come. We're on this side of the cross. We're the ones that should be even more redemptive in our lifestyles than the Old Testament people were. Because we have a new heart and a new spirit, and our stony, hard, calcified, cold heart is gone. And finally, the prophets anticipated that every wrong would be righted by the coming Messiah. We don't have to right all the wrongs. We're supposed to speak into the truth, and as much as within our power, we're supposed to carry out God's desires for everyone that's our neighbor. But the Messiah is coming. He's going to right all wrongs. And they were living for the millennium when Christ would rule. Now, the balance, though, of ministering in our culture, Amy Carmichael, remember the legendary servant of the poor in India, was always criticized because they said, just preach to those people, just give them the gospel. And look what she said. One cannot save and then pitchfork souls into heaven. Souls are more or less securely fastened to the bodies. And as you cannot get the soul out and deal with them separately, you have to take them both together. And I think that's something that we need to realize, that God wants us to take them both together.